Good morning.
Diane.
If you were to talk to some people down the main street of Wilmette,
如果说你在这个 Wilmette 这个地方跟一些人讲话，
or maybe some students on the campus at Northwestern University,
或是说在西北大学的校园中跟一些学生说话，
or maybe some people downtown Chicago,
或是说在这个芝加哥市里面的主要街道。
And if you ask them, what is a Christian, what would they say?
如果说你问他们说什么是一个基督徒，那那些人会怎么说呢？
Most people think that a Christian is someone who is good.
大部分人想到说基督徒就会联想到说这是一个好人。
A Christian is a religious person, a good person, a nice person.
基督徒是一个敬虔的人，是一个好的人，是一个诚实的人。
That is what most people think being a Christian is all about.
所以大部分人认为基督徒就是这个样子。
Or if you wanted to put a sharper point on it, you could ask another question.
如果说你想要深入去问这个问题，可以再想一想。
You could ask, how can you go to heaven?
我们可以想想看，我们怎么样能够上天堂呢？
And most people will say, I can go to heaven by being a good person.
大部分人都会说，只要我做好事就能上天堂。
As long as I don't do anything that's too bad, God will let me into heaven.
只要我不做特别坏的事的话，上帝应该会让我上天堂。
That is what most people think Christians believe.
所以这是大部分人想的，基督徒就是这样。
But is that what we believe?
但是这是不是我们相信的呢？
We're going to look at one of my favorite parables this morning.
今天早上我们来看看我个人最喜欢的一个比喻。
Where Jesus turns that understanding upside down.
耶稣呢把这些事情都翻转过来了。
And it's very important that we understand the truth.
很重要是我们也能够了解这个真理。
And it's very important that we can communicate that truth to the people we talk to.
我们了解这真理以后，我们就可以跟其他的人沟通，使别人也能够了解这个真理。
So look at me, look with me again at Luke chapter 18.
所以跟我一起再翻到路加福音第十八章。
Jesus tells this story beginning in verse 10.
耶稣在这边说了一个比喻，从第十节开始。
Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
第十节说，有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
So this is already an interesting story.
是一个很有趣的故事。
Because you have a Pharisee, a very religious man.
因为我们这边有一个法利赛人，是一个很敬虔的人。
Who's going to the temple to pray with a tax collector who is not a religious man.
这法利赛人到殿里去跟一个反而是一个很好像很坏的税吏一起去祷告。
The Pharisee in Jesus' day was someone that everyone else would look up to.
在耶稣那个时代的时候，法利赛人是每个人都能够尊敬的。
They always did the right thing and they were very religious.
他们很敬虔，永远都是说对的话。
But a tax collector was someone that everybody hated.
但是税吏是每个人都讨厌的。
Because they collected their taxes.
因为他收钱。
But also, more importantly, because they collected taxes for the Roman Empire.
但更重要的是说他们为罗马帝国收税。
And so tax collectors were seen as people who betrayed their own people.
所以呢这个收税的税吏呢就是像是一个奸细一样背叛自己国家的国民。
And not only that, but they often cheated their own people, keeping a lot of the money for themselves.
而且他们常常也是欺骗人，然后把这些钱占为己有。
So a tax collector is someone that Jesus' listeners would hate.
所以呢，在那个时代的时候，人都很恨这些税吏。
So these two men go up to the temple to pray. One they look up to, and the other one they look down on.
所以有两个人去圣殿去祷告，一个是大家都往上看尊敬的，一个是大家都鄙视的。
Verse 11.The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.
第十一节，法利赛人站着自言自语祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索不义奸淫，也不向这个税吏。
I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.
我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
You see, the Pharisee is an impressive person.
这法利赛人是一个很棒的人。
He's not like other people.
他不像那些坏的人。
He is not a sinner.
他不是罪人。
Like this tax collector.
不像这个税吏。
And he even gives his money away.
他甚至还奉献。
He's the model of a good man.
他是一个模范的公民。
But then we come to the tax collector in verse 13.
但是到十三节的时候，我们来看这个税吏。
The tax collector stood at a distance.
这个税吏远远的站着。
He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast.
他连举目望天也不敢，只捶着胸。
And said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner."
说神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
So the tax collector confirms what everyone already thinks. He's a sinner.
所以这个税吏呢，也是证实了说他的确是一个坏人，就像每个人说他一样。
He cannot boast before God.
他没有办法自夸。
He cannot say he is unlike all the other people who are sinners.
他没有办法说他不像那些坏人。
All he can say is God.Have mercy.
他只能说神啊，可怜我吧。
Now, so far in the story, Jesus' listeners would be nodding their heads.
所以讲到这里的时候，大概耶稣讲到这里的时候，很多人大概都在点头。
That sounds right.
听起来是对的。
The Pharisee is a good man.
法利赛人是个好人。
The tax collector is a bad man.
税吏是坏人。
But then Jesus turns everything upside down in verse 14.
但是耶稣在第十四节的时候把这整件事情都翻转过来了。
I tell you that this man, the tax collector,
耶稣说我告诉你们这个人也就是这个税吏
rather than the other man, the Pharisee,
比另外那个人也就是法利赛人
went home justified before God.
回家呢他这个税吏倒算为有义了。
He's saying that the tax collector, the cheat, the one who betrays his own people, the one who steals money, is right with God, but the Pharisee is not.
所以耶稣说呢，这个税吏是个骗子，他偷人家的钱，但是呢，他回到家的时候，反而是神算他为有义了。
The tax collector is justified. He stands before God blameless.
所以呢，这个税吏在神的面前倒算为有义了。
But the Pharisee is not justified, and he stands before God guilty.
当这法利赛人站在神面前的话，他反而不算有义，他是有罪的。
How can this be the case?
我们要怎么说呢？
How would Jesus' listeners have heard this?
当这些当初耶稣讲的听众在说的时候，他们会怎么说呢？
Some of them probably thought, oh, Jesus, it's funny, you mixed them up.
有些人可能会说，耶稣啊，你是不是在说笑话？
You mean the tax collector is justified?
你说，税吏就算为有义吗？
But actually you meant the Pharisee, not the tax collector. He's justified. That's what you meant, Jesus.
也许你指的是说是法利赛人是算为有义，不是税吏。
But no, Jesus was not confused.
但是耶稣并没有困惑。
Jesus was not mixed up.
耶稣也没有颠倒是非。
Instead, he was correcting his listeners.
他是在教导指正他的听众。
So let's look again at this text a little more carefully.
所以让我们一起来看这段经文。
To begin, it actually starts in verse 9.
我们来看第九节。
To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else,Jesus told this parable.
所以耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的设一个比喻。
A clue.
是的，这是一个引子。
Jesus tells this story because his listeners look down on other people.
耶稣为什么说这个比喻呢？就是因为有人藐视别人。
They're confident of their own righteousness.
他们对自己的好是多么有自信。
They're confident of their own goodness.
他们想说自己是多棒。
They're confident of their standing with God.
他们觉得说他们在神面前站立得住。
And Jesus is going to shake that confidence.
所以耶稣要摇撼这样子的一种自信。
So, verse 10 again, two men went up to the temple to pray.
所以呢，再看第十节，说两个人上殿里去祷告。
Now, most likely, in the first century, when people would go up to the temple to pray, it would be during a service at the temple.
在第一世纪的时候呢，如果说人去圣殿祷告的话，通常是因为有一些宗教的庆典。
And there was an atonement service twice a day, in the morning and in the evening.
是一种赎罪的一个庆典，也就是说，一天两次。
So the Pharisee and the tax collector are going to the temple to pray with other people there.
所以说法利赛人跟税吏是跟其他的人一起去在殿里面认罪祷告。
Sometimes when we think of going to the church to pray, we think of like the movies where the church is completely empty and you go and sit down and pray by yourself.
有时候我们想到说到教堂去祷告的时候，有点像在电影里面的，里面都是空空无人的，就是你一个人进来，然后独自坐在位置上面祷告。
But that's not what's happening here. They're with other people.
但这里不是这个样子了，就是说他们这两个人是跟其他许多人一起。
So now imagine what the Pharisee says.
所以让我们来想想看，那个法利赛人说了什么。
He's surrounded by other people, just like this.
所以呢，他在会众的包围之下说了这些话。
And he says, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people.
神啊，我感谢你，我不像我旁边其他的人。
I thank you that I'm not like these other people around me, these robbers and evildoers and adulterers.
我不像我旁边这些人，他们是强盗，他们是犯奸淫的。
Or even like this tax collector over here.
也不像这个税吏就在我旁边这个人。
I fast twice a week and give away a tenth of all I get.
我一个礼拜禁食两次，我都捐上十分之一。
Now, can you imagine someone coming up here to the front and saying that?
大家能不能想象说今天有个人跑到教会前面，然后说这样的话呢？
What would you think about a person who did that?
你会想这样的人是怎么样的？
And here is the problem with the Pharisee.
这就是他的问题了。
He's confident of his own righteousness.
所以这法利赛人是自以为义。
He thinks he's better than everyone else.
他想他比别人都强。
He compares himself to them.
他拿自己跟别人比较。
And Jesus says he is not right with God.
耶稣说在神面前这法利赛人不算有义。
Why is he not right with God?
为什么他不算为有义？
He probably has done these good things.
也许他真的做了这些好事。
He probably has avoided the bad things.
也许他也是尽量不去做坏事。
He probably is not like robbers and evildoers and adulterers.
所以他也不是像强盗做坏事的人。
So why does Jesus say that he is not right with God?
那为什么耶稣说他在神面前不算有义呢？
Well, we have the clue back in verse 9.
所以呢，我们再回到第九节的引子。
Jesus told this story to people who were confident of their own righteousness.
所以耶稣讲这个比喻是讲这个仗着自己是义人，藐视别人的人。
They trusted in themselves.
他们只相信自己。
They thought they were good enough for God.
他们自以为是，以为他们在神面前是好的。
And they were wrong.
他们错了。
See, the Pharisee makes the mistake of comparison.
所以法利赛人犯了什么样的错误呢？就是跟人比。
We often compare ourselves to other people to make ourselves feel better.
我们常常把我们自己跟别人比，然后这样子的话，我们自我感觉就良好。
Well, I might have told a lie, but at least I'm not a murderer.
所以呢，我并没有这个说谎啊，至少我不是这么坏。
Or I might have murdered somebody, but at least it was only one person.
也许我有做错事，但是只是一个人。
Or I might have murdered 14 people, but I'm not as bad as Adolf Hitler.
也许我得罪14个人，但是我并没有像其他人那么坏。
We can always find someone to compare ourselves to make ourselves feel better.
我们永远都可以找到一个比较的对象，让我们觉得自我感觉良好。
But the problem is, none of us are good enough for God.
但是这个问题的症结所在，就是说我们在神面前都不够好。
Even the best of us fall short.
甚至最好的人还是不够。
Even the most mature, godly Christian,
甚至是最成熟、最敬虔的基督徒
is in his heart a rebel against God.
其实在心里面都是背弃神的。
We are all rebels against God.
我们都背弃神。
We have all turned our way from him.
我们都背叛了神。
Even nice people.
甚至是一个好人。
Even people who don't break the law.
甚至是一个不犯罪的人。
Even people who help other people.
甚至是一个大善人。
We are all guilty before God.
我们在神面前都是有罪的。
And so there is no one who can trust in their own goodness.
所以没有人能够自以为意。
There is no one who can impress God.
没有人能够让神觉得他很好。
The Pharisee is badly mistaken.
所以这个法利赛人犯了很大的错误。
And he is not right with God.
因为在神面前不能称为义。
But the tax collector, Jesus says, is right with God.
但是这个税吏，耶稣基督说，这个人是在神面前称为有义的。
What is so impressive about the tax collector?
这税吏好在哪里呢？
Nothing.
没有。
There's nothing impressive about him.
他没有什么好的。
He does not list his credentials.
他并没有列出来他所做的好事。
I did this good thing, and I did this good thing, and I did this good thing.
他没有说我做了这个好事，那个好事，那个好事。
No, he stands at a distance.
他只是站在远远的地方。
He's standing away from the group. He doesn't want to be near everybody because he's ashamed.
他觉得其实很可耻，所以他远远的站着，不敢跟其他的人站在一起。
He cannot even look up to heaven.
他连望天都不敢。
He knows he is guilty.
他知道他是罪人。
And he knows that God knows he's guilty.
他也知道说神知道他有罪了。
If he were to compare himself to everyone else, he is the lowest.
如果说他跟别人比较的话，他是最低下的。
And he only says one thing to God.
他只说一件事情。
God, have mercy on me.
神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
A sinner.
是一个罪人。
He is right about two things.
他做对了两件事。
He's a sinner.
他是一个罪人。
He can't fool God.
他来到神面前。
He admits the truth.
他承认。
He knows who he is.
他知道他自己是谁。
And he asks God for mercy.
那他也向神要恩惠跟怜悯。
He understands the truth about God.
他了解神的真理。
That God's standards are too high for him.
神的标准实在是太高了。
But he knows that God is merciful.
但他知道神有恩惠怜悯。
And so he knows the only thing he can do is ask for mercy.
所以他知道他唯一能够做的就是向神求恩典。
And we're told that he beats his breast as he prays this.
在这里面说他在祷告的时候捶着胸。
In the first century world, men did not beat their chest like that.
在第一世纪的时候，男人并不捶自己的胸。
That was something that only women would do in moments of extreme grief.
那只是在女人的时候，极度悲伤的时候才会做这样捶胸的动作。
Like if a child died.
例如说，如果他的孩子死了，
they would beat their chest.
那女人会捶他的胸。
So here is this man standing away from everybody else.
所以我们看到这边这个税吏，他远远的站着，没有跟其他人在一起。
ashamed even to look to heaven,
非常的羞耻，甚至不敢看天。
And beating his chest in extreme grief,
他捶着胸，表示说他实在是很悲伤。
Crying out to God for mercy,
向神哭求恩惠。
He is the one, Jesus says, who is right with God.
这税吏是神说是在神面前称为有义的。
He is the one who has understood the truth about God.
这个人他能够了解神的真理。
The Pharisee does not know God.
法利赛人不认识神。
His God, the standards are too low.
法利赛人的神的标准非常低。
He thinks God can be impressed.
他以为说他这样做就能够讨好神。
He thinks that his sin doesn't count against him.
他以为说他的罪都不算。
He has a wrong view of God.
他对神的认识是错误的。
And he trusts in himself.
他只是自以为是。
But the tax collector understands.
但是这个税吏他能够了解。
He knows who he is.
他知道自己是谁。
He's a sinner.
他是个罪人。
And he knows who God is.
他知道神是谁。
He's a holy God.
是一个圣洁的神。
And a merciful God.
是一个有恩惠的神。
How can this be?
怎么会这样子呢?
How can the good man be wrong with God?
怎么会一个大好人在神面前是一个坏人呢?
And the bad man right with God?
那为什么坏人在神面前又变成一个义人呢?
Well, Jesus gives us the answer in verse 14.
所以耶稣回答这个问题，我们看第十四节。
I tell you that this man, the tax collector, rather than the Pharisee,went home justified before God.
我告诉你，你们这人，也就是税吏，回家去比那人，是指法利赛人，倒算为义了。
For those who exalt themselves will be humbled.
因为凡自高的必降为卑。
And those who humble themselves will be exalted.
自卑的必升为高。
Any human person who exalts themselves, who lifts themselves up, will be humbled.
任何人凡自高自夸的必降为卑。
Because the truth is, there is no human person worthy of God.
因为其实没有人能够跟神相比。
If you think you are so good, if you think you're impressive, God will say, no, you're really not.
如果说我们以为说我们自己很好，自己很棒，神会说，不，你不是的。
Not compared to him.
没有办法跟神相比。
A holy God.
一个圣洁的神。
A just God.
一个有公义的神。
A perfect God.
一个完美的神。
But if you are humble.
但是如果说你谦卑的话。
If you see who you really are.
如果说我们能够看清自己的本相。
If you acknowledge the darkness in your heart.
如果说我们愿意承认自己黑暗的那一面。
If you admit the wrong things you've done,
如果说我们承认我们做的错事,
if you lower yourself before God,
如果说我们在神面前自卑,
and say, God, I am a sinner,
在神面前说, 神啊, 我是个罪人,
God will lift you up.
神会把我们升高。
Because though God is holy,
因为神是圣洁的,
though he is perfect,
虽然他是完美的,
he is also loving.
但是他是爱我们的神。
He is merciful.
他有恩慈。
He is compassionate.
他有怜悯。
And he accepts us when we ask for mercy.
如果说我们向他求恩惠怜悯的话，他会接受我们。
I wonder, do you know this truth about God?
所以今天我想要让大家知道这个真理。
That God is mercy.
神是有恩惠慈爱的。
Many Christians come to church and want to serve the Lord and do the right thing.
许多基督徒来到教会就想要说做好的事情，要服侍神。
But are you secretly trying to impress God?
但是是不是我们内心深处是想要让神觉得说我们很好？
Are you hoping that God is taking notice?
我们是不是希望说神会注意到我们做的这些好事
thinking, ah, very good, I'll write that down.
神会想说啊，做得真好。
Are you secretly trusting in your performance?
是不是我们自己在内心偷偷的在想说我的表现很好？
Or do you sometimes look around at the people around you?
是不是我们有时候还看看我们周围的人？
And think, thanks God that I'm not like them.
啊，感谢神，我不像他们那样。
Have you lifted yourself above other people?
我们是不是常跟别人比，然后把自己抬高了？
I think that is true for many Christians.
我想许多基督徒都是这样子的。
And we need to be reminded that we are rebels against God.
我们必须要被一再提醒，我们在神面前都是背叛者。
We are nothing before God apart from His mercy.
在神面前我们都不算什么，除了他的恩惠以外，我们都不是什么。
Without his mercy, we cannot stand.
如果不是他的恩典的话，我们连存活都不行。
We must remember that.
我们必须要记得。
Or, maybe you have the opposite problem.
或是说，你有一个相反的问题。
Maybe you feel so guilty for what you've done.
也许你会觉得说你做的事情让你觉得非常的后悔。
That you cannot believe a holy God could ever accept you.
懊悔到一个程度的时候，想到圣洁的神都没有办法接受你。
Oh yes, you say you believe in God's forgiveness, but really you think you've gone a step too far.
虽然说嘴巴上表面上说我相信神赦免我的罪，但事实上心里面不是这样想。
You've done things that you know better about.
所以说我们做过一些事情，可能我们知道说是一个非常坏的事。
You thought things that would horrify other people if they knew what you were thinking.
所以你知道说自己的内心有多坏。
Maybe you've even said that you're serving God, but really you're just serving yourself.
或者说我们在表面上说我们是侍奉，但事实上我们只是在侍奉自己。
You need to hear this too.
这也是这样子。
That God is mercy.
但是神是有恩惠慈爱的神。
If you cry out to Him, He will forgive.
但如果说我们到他面前祈求原谅的话，他会原谅我们。
There is nothing you've done that He cannot forgive.
你所有做的错事情，他都可以原谅。
So like the tax collector, throw yourself on God's mercy.
就像这个罪人一样，把自己带到神的面前，要求他开恩赦免。
It's very important we get this right.
所以我们把这些事情弄对是很重要的。
Not only for ourselves.
所以呢，不是为我们自己而已。
But for all the people we are trying to reach in mission.
但是我们在宣教传福音的时候，我们也要注意到这点。
Because most people out there think that being a Christian is about being a good person.
因为很多人以为说做基督徒就是做好人。
We have not communicated clearly enough.
我们讲得不够清楚。
They have a misunderstanding.
以至于别人常常会有误解。
And often that is our fault.
常常这是我们自己的错。
Because they look at Christians and think, they're good people.
因为他们看看基督徒就说啊，也许他们就是好人。
And so they think that that's what being a Christian is about.
所以他们以为说做基督徒就是一个好人。
No, they need to see that we are broken people.
但他们需要知道说我们是一个破碎的人。
That we are nothing without God's mercy.
我们如果说没有神，我们神的恩惠，我们都不算什么。
They need to see that we are rebels against God too.
我们其实也是反叛神的人。
They need to understand the mercy of God.
他们需要知道神的恩惠。
So when we talk to our friends,
当我们跟我们的朋友讲福音的时候，
our family members,
我们的家人，
people down the street,
路人，
people on campus,
同学，
let's do what Jesus does in this parable,
让我们做耶稣教导我们该做的，
and reveal to them God's heart,
能够让这个真实的神呈现在他们面前。
That he is not impressed by our feeble performance.
神并不会说因为说我们做很多功德就说我们是很好。
That we are sinners before him.
但是我们是罪人。
But that God is merciful.
但是神是有恩惠怜悯的。
That is when we will see people respond in faith.
所以这样的话我们就可以看到说如果是信的话是一个真的信心。
When they understand what the tax collector understood,
他们能够了解说这个税吏心里想的。
That we are all guilty before God.
因为我们在神面前都是有罪的。
And that we all depend on his mercy.
我们都需要他的恩典。
Let us take that message to the world.
让我们把这样的信息散布出去。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our merciful Father in heaven.
我们有恩惠慈爱怜悯的神啊。
Thank you that you are a God of mercy.
谢谢你充满了恩惠怜悯。
Please forgive us for our sins.
求你原谅我们的罪。
We cannot stand before you without your forgiveness.
我们在你面前站立，求你原谅我们的罪。
May we throw ourselves on your mercy.
让我们能够深深的了解到你的讯息。
And know that you are loving.
知道说你是有爱的神。
And know that you forgive us.
知道说你原谅我们。
And Father, we pray.
亲爱神啊，我们祷告。
That you would help us to take the truth about you into the world.
你是真理。
That people would know the truth about who you are.
使得人能够知道说你的真理是什么。
And the truth about who we are.
也能够面对真实的自我。
And we pray that through these efforts, many would come to believe in you.
我们希望说能够宣扬你的真理到众人当中。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
谢谢 Dr. Campbell 的今天早上的信息。